arrives. This battle may be decided, but the war goes on. Its outcome may yet be determined here. That had the ring of truth. If we didn't get moving forward real soon, we were not going to be able to hold this army together. Croker's smile suited his Widowmaker armor, which he seemed unwilling to shed lately. Time and again I've told you to study the annals. Time and again I've reminded you that you'll regret it if you don't. Mogaba also smiled as though he knew something. They aren't holy writ. What? Your precious annals. They aren't holy. They're just histories, made up of legends and outright lies, in about equal parts. He glared at me. It will cost you dear if you put your faith in the past, standard bearer. Now the captain smiled gently. A battle fought with smiles? Croker had shown a lot of originality, but Mogaba did not recognize that. He did not because he had not read the books. He would not confess it publicly, but he had not read the books because he couldn't read. In Gaea's Lee, whence he came, reading was not a warriorly skill. Right now, there was no doubt who held the initiative on the psychological front. Croker said, "So I have to kill a bunch more of you before you'll face the truth?" Truth is mutable and subject to interpretation. In this case, its final form remains undetermined. Perhaps you brought a good recipe for rock. Mogaba turned away, his piece set. He limped uphill. The set of his shoulders said his pride ached, just having to show us his pain. He muttered to himself something about the Shadow Master no longer being there to hobble him. I said, "Hey, Chief, he don't got Long Shadow on his back no more. He doesn't have him to stand in front of him anymore either. Look out!" Tai Day jumped up and got a shield over my head just in time to keep me from drowning in a shower of arrows. Wow, the weather really turned bad fast. The boys uphill had a laugh at our expense. We made a spectacle backing away, three of us trying to stay under one undersized shield. That crafty shit Mogaba had come down only to buy a few minutes for his troops. They attacked as soon as he reached them. Their nerve was no longer what it had been, but their discipline remained firm. Arrows from the flanks and towers and fireballs from everywhere made their effort look ill-advised. Nonetheless, they pushed us back, like they thought this attack was their last hope. The situation began to look desperate, but then Lady decided she had rested enough. Charandaprash became quite colorful. The fighting didn't last long after that, but when the silence fell, even our reserves were too exhausted to chase anybody. Croker let the remaining camp followers have that honor, telling them they could keep any loot they took. Those who tried mostly got themselves killed. Mogaba's plans were the hot topic around the big bonfire. It seemed like everyone over the rank of lieutenant was there, and every man had a theory, or two, and not a one of those was sound. I had gone ghost walking and had not been able to find Mogaba, even by backtracking through time. But just a hint of a specter of a death stink had sent me running before I could get a real good look around. Was she going to be out there every time I went?